SIM or the strategic instruction model is effective because it has emerged through years and years of research. And for us, the criterion that we hold ourselves to is that students need to be able to not just move from an F to a D, but move from an F to a high C or B, so that they indeed can hold their own. But the core is an expectation that students become self-regulated learners. There's self-regulation components built in, so students can practice that, have an understanding of what does self-regulation mean, what does it look like, what does it feel like, what do I need to be doing in order to own my own learning. If we're not successful in helping students become self-regulated learners, ultimately they're going to fail because we can't be with them at all times, and the demands of the situation that they're facing is going to continually change. And they need to be able to change with it and to regulate how they're learning in light of these new demands that they're coming across. So that's a part of the instructional process. It's not just teaching them a specific strategy. Here are the steps of the strategy. Now let's practice it. Now let's apply it. Now, it's also us having ongoing conversations with them about what good learning looks like, what it feels like, what failure feels like, and how you deal with failure, and how you back up, do some self-talking, self-regulation, how you seek out some assistance within your environment, and so forth, so that you can go at it again and be successful. So I think that's something that is often lost when we think about strategy instruction. We just look at the strategy in isolation. We see the steps of it listed in the page and so forth. Effective strategy instruction involves much more than just teaching the strategy.